And here's another view on illegal immigration from the head of Homeland Security. Michael Chertoff says the government is making progress securing the nation's southern border. Chertoff says fewer illegal immigrants crossed in the last year, the number of border agents is up, and the number of miles of fencing has doubled. But the best tool for gaining what the government calls operational control of the border is way behind schedule. NPR's Ted Robbins reports from Arizona.
For years, the border around the tiny town of Sasebe, Arizona, has been one of the country's most active smuggling corridors. That's partly because only five strands of barbed wire separated the U.S. from Mexico here. Now, a construction crew is pouring concrete around 20-foot steel tubes welded into fence panels and sunk into the ground. The crew is working at an astonishing pace, installing 800 feet a day, 7 miles of fencing total. Secretary Michael Chertoff is proud of the work. He says it helps meet the Department of Homeland Security's fiscal year goal to build 70 miles of new border barriers.
I thought it was important as a matter of regaining credibility with the American people to show that when we make a promise we're going to do something, we carry out the promise.
A total of 260 miles of U.S.-Mexico border now has fencing or vehicle barriers. That's out of more than 2,000 miles. Chertoff also says the government will meet its goal of 18,000 Border Patrol agents hired by the end of next year. But there's a third part to the government's strategy to control the border, technology. And the centerpiece of that technology is the Secure Border Initiative Network, or SBINet. A propane generator provides power to Tucson M4, one of 9 metal towers staggered along 28 miles of desert north of the border at Sasebe. Pinkerton security guards in vehicles protect the towers because the built-in security is not turned on. Border Patrol agent Osborne Wilder looks into the bright sun at the equipment fastened all along the tower's 98-foot length.
Right at the top, you have the radar. Right below that, you have a camera, and it's a day-night camera.
Halfway down, Wi-Fi panels send a signal back to a control room in Tucson and out to Border Patrol agents in the field. Combined with feeds from other towers, it's supposed to give a real-time picture of the border. Project 28, as it's called, is a proof-of-concept test, and it was supposed to come online last June.
Well, right now, it's still working through some technical issues.
The problem was not with the actual individual components of equipment. The problem was the integration of those components into a system that would work more or less automatically.
In other words, if someone or something trips, say, a ground sensor or shows up as a radar blip, the video should instantly focus on the spot to see if it's a cow or a drug smuggler. So far, it's responding too slowly to be effective.
Integration is always a difficulty with these things.
Jim Lewis tracks technology and public policy with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says this kind of tech delay is not uncommon.
We've seen similar systems in the military that use new kinds of sensors to track ground movement, you know, also go through the same kind of teething periods.
The thing is, SBINet doesn't have new kinds of sensors. A year ago, the government awarded a $65 million contract to the Boeing Corporation precisely because it was the only bidder to propose integrating off-the-shelf proven technology. Secretary Chertoff says he has threatened to cancel the project, which calls for 1,800 towers along the Mexican and Canadian borders.
No question, I was disturbed by this, and I had a very, I would say, candid conversation with the CEO of Boeing about it. And I said to him, look, if this is something that you're going to tell me you can't do, you're better off telling me now and we'll go to plan B.
Boeing has replaced some project managers. DHS is refusing to pay $5 million of the $20 million test. And until progress is made, Congress is withholding much of the money President Bush requested for the program in the new budget. Analyst Jim Lewis is urging patience for SBINet. After all, he says, consider the alternatives.
The first option is the fence option. It didn't work for the Chinese when they built the Great Wall. It's never worked. The second option is to deploy a lot more people. And this is what the Soviets did, and they had a pretty tight border. But you have to be willing to deploy divisions, tens of thousands of people, to patrol the border on a 24-hour basis. So of the three options, this is the best.
And this best option, says Michael Chertoff, should finally come online this month. If it operates properly for 30 days, the DHS will call it a success and build towers across the southern border. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.